Well, Steve, I don't know where to start with that one. Let's start from the end and work our way backwards. Daniel Ariello, the two yellow cards and sending off after the full-time whistle. Just tell us how you've assessed that.
Well, I've just asked Daniel. You know, apparently he asked the referee why he's given him a first yellow. And the referee says it's for heads coming together with the opposition player. So Daniel asked him why he's not done it for the other player. And he issued him a straight, well, a second yellow. So he'll be out for a bit apart.
Frustrating then? Frustrating finish?
Well, it'll be dealt with internally. I'm not going to go public and say what I've said to Daniel Nardiello. He's come on, he's got a goal for us, and you know, the kid's Holly, well, he's not played a minute for 3 weeks, and they've just become a new father, and what was potentially a very good week for him has become a bad week, and he's almost in tears down there. It's not the standards Daniel sets, but we have an internal code of discipline, and he'll be dealt with accordingly.
Let's take a look at the game as a whole then. How are you assessing it? Graham Turner said he's disappointed his side didn't win that one today.
I thought he had a man extra all over the pitch today. You can farm that out what you want to make of that. I think they were the better team in the first half. I didn't think we started properly. I don't think we had any focus to our play. I don't think we had any tenacity, any commitment, any flair. We didn't pass the ball. We just went long every opportunity. And in its second half, we got them in. I mean, absolutely clear to them. We gave them 10, 15 minutes to sort themselves out, which we did. We got back in the game. We got a good goal, great strike from Revs. The second goal was offside for me. I need to look at the DVD, but it goes through our rocker bodies, and Scott has a great reaction save, and the boy's on his own, he taps it in. He can only be offside, but we'll need to look at it. But, you know, probably in the past, Rotherham United teams would have buckled at that, they'd have gone under. But now to get us a great ball in by Ben Pringle. And a great header by Nards, and then, listen, we flashed a number of opportunities just way to the target and win. Should have won the game, and if it's based on chances, I don't think they felt they had a chance in the second half. So if Graham's disappointed, then let Graham be disappointed. I would say when he goes away and looks at the DVD, he'll be thinking he's kidding himself on and the press.
I know you said ahead of the game that this is the sort of match your side would have lost last season. Does that show how much they've matured, the fact that they have got something from it?
Well, we've won 11 matches since we've been beaten, and the players were aware of that statistic before the game. It didn't look as if we were going to extend that record, certainly at half-time, but you know, we'd some players that stood up in the second half. When I talk about people like Frecklington and O'Connor and Pringle not being brave, they're not having the best of days out there. But they never stopped when they got on the ball, and they never stopped trying to do the right things. And that's been brave. Brave ain't jumping in and elbowing people and late tackles and things like that. So, and that was a difficult game to overcome today. You know, there's three teams out there. And obviously there's Shrewsbury Town, there's Rotherham United, and there's the match officials led by the match referee. And I think when the referee looks at his performance back on the DVD, I think he'll be extremely disappointed with his performance.
Alex Revell as well, finally got on the score sheet today. He's worked his socks off in these opening four or five games and seemingly got his reward today.
Listen, I wouldn't sell Revell for £1 million. I don't think your chairman would either. I think he's been absolutely fantastic for us. I think he didn't really win his headers and he didn't get the quality of service to win his headers in the first half. I think second half he was absolutely tower of strength again. He got the goal and he got a little bit tired later on. Like he'd covered every inch of ground, and maybe if he hadn't got so tired, he'd have been in the box for two or three opportunities we created, and he was a little bit too far out of the box like the previous day. But I was pleased for Revs. He's a terrific kid, and as a manager I'm pleased that I work with him every day.
And in terms of recruitment, just over a week left of the transfer window now, still looking to get another body in?
Yeah, we'll hopefully do some business in and out. You know, depends on if players want to go and play football. I've always said it, don't you? If we want to go and get a couple of players, and if they want to play first-team football, they might join the Millers. Mm-hmm. And I know their manager wants them to go, but I've got a feeling that that player or two might want to go and play some football. We'll not be alone in trying to get them. There'll be competition, but those boys will want to go and play football. Let's hope the one or two I've got sitting about every week want to go and play football.
Do you need to get people out to be able to bring in then?
Absolutely not. They can sit there for 25 years. It makes no difference to what we're doing. But they think it does, don't they? Mm. So that just means I need to look at them every day for a season. Well, so be it. But I thought footballers wanted to play football. Their supporters, what did their supporters do? They go to work for a living. You, me, we go to work for a living. Our supporters mind that goal today, it's cheering. They go to the steelworks, they go to printers, they go and drive, they go in their offices, they all go to work for a living. Yeah, it would be good not to go to work for a living, wouldn't it, every weekend?